this is our sixth session meditation in Guiding Lights, which I call Pulse of Life. Now, it's not for everyone, but even if you don't need it, you'll find it very helpful. It's not even about how you interact with each other as a couple. Because when we talk about the smiling child, a person has to feel very calm within, very secure. And sometimes our bodies and our minds and our feelings react in ways that leave us feel very agitated, very tense. And sometimes these feelings can even lead to what we call panic attacks. And funny things happen to us. I may get upset at my husband or my wife, right? And all of a sudden I find myself shaking, or my heart is palpitating, or I can't breathe properly, or I feel very schwitzy, right? Or I develop a tremendous headache, or a stomach ache, right? And I just don't know when I can't sleep, and I don't know how to get back to myself. How do I help my body learn to, what's the word, recalibrate? Or re-energize itself, or find a center of gravity, or take back control of the wild beating of my heart, right? Or the pain in my stomach. Now, one way which has been so effective for many people is what I call the pulse of life. And when you learn this and when you practice it, you'll find that life is very different for you. Now, the pulse of life is a meditation, which we're going to do in a few moments. But it's very important that you learn how to find your pulse. Many of you know, maybe you are lifeguards, or maybe you just figured it out. Many of you will not know how to find your pulse, even though we know it's beating, because if it wasn't beating, you wouldn't be listening to me, you would not be here. So it's there. And there are three ways to find your pulse. And you can ask somebody to help you, but you shouldn't do this exercise until you find your pulse. Either take the time now or find somebody who will help you. You find it in your wrist by placing your thumb beneath your wrist, right beneath your other thumb. You'll feel a soft, fleshy part of your wrist, and if you touch it very gently and you're quiet, you may very well feel your pulse. Or you can feel your pulse in the carotid artery of your neck, or you can feel your pulse on your temples. Either three are fine. The easiest way, or the most common way, is the pulse on your wrist. Now, so if you can find it, you can proceed. And if you can't find it, then speak to somebody, maybe Google it, and figure out then how to find your pulse. And when you find your pulse, we can then continue. Okay, so now we're going to do the pulse of life exercise. So I'd like you to find a nice, quiet place to sit or lie down, undisturbed, no distractions, no one's going to bother you, no one's going to burst in. Let you close your eyes, get comfortable, and feel your pulse. And I'd like you to count 5 beats of your pulse, followed by a nice, easy, full breath. And now once again, count 5 beats of your pulse, followed by a nice, easy, full breath. And now I'd like you to count your pulse 3 more times. Each counting is 5 beats. followed by a full breath, and permit the fifth and final breath to be fuller and deeper than the previous breaths. And I'd like you now to imagine that on your forehead or within your forehead, there's a warm white light. Maybe like a warm satiny pillow or a cloud. But whatever it is, it's warm and it's glowing and it's white. It really represents your neshama. And this white light within you has aspirations that it wants so much for you to achieve. It wants you to learn to be close to those you love, to learn to help others, to learn to speak to Hashem and feel He hears you and responds to you, to learn that you can give others, to learn to value yourself, to learn that you can feel physically and emotionally comfortable within yourself, to bring up your children, to have a loving, close relationship, caring. These are the aspirations of your pulse, of your neshama. Now I'd like you to feel your pulse once again. Because your pulse is an inner river of miracles. Every moment, your pulse is the sound of life flowing through you, feeding the trillions of cells of your body, giving each cell exactly what it needs, when it needs it, how much. But your pulse is also a messenger of the heart. So when you're feeling stressed or scared or tense or overwhelmed, your pulse is going to react. And it's going to cause different parts of your body to behave in ways that'll be so troubling. Maybe your heart will beat faster. Maybe your stomach will start churning. Maybe your head will start hurting. Maybe your jaws will be clenched. There are so many different ways. And whatever it may be, or maybe just a feeling of tension that flows through your body and makes you feel that there's an electric current running through you. And you so much want to quiet down this tension, these feelings, this discomfort, and to feel that you're in control of your body. So I'd like you to imagine that your pulse has a voice and it can speak to the white light and says, "You white light, you have so much wisdom. You are the smiling child. Teach me how to feel quieter. Teach me how to feel calmer, how to feel more trusting. I surrender myself to you," says the pulse to the white light. And as you say this, I'd like you to imagine that you see a mountain in the distance, and the mountain is covered with ice and snow, and it's early morning and still dark. But the sun begins to rise, and as the sun rises, the warm rays of the sun melt the ice and snow on the mountain. And now the ice and snow becomes pure crystal water, streams of water that flow down the sides of the mountain, bringing life to everything they touch. And as the water flows down the mountain, You feel within yourself a draining of your own tension. Maybe it's from your chest, maybe it's from your stomach, maybe it's from your head, maybe it's your back. Maybe it's your hands or your face. But just permit yourself to feel the draining of that tension. Draining and leaving you, falling to the ground and flowing away. And as the tension drains from every pore of your body, I'd like you to imagine the pulse or the white light in your head. That neshama, that smiling child, now moving down slowly as if it was golden liquid honey. Filling your mind with a warmth, with a radiance. You can feel it behind your eyes. You can feel it behind your ears, behind your nose and your jaws. You can feel this warm flow in your neck, in your shoulders, and in your elbows and fingertips. And it moves down and it fills your chest, your lungs. You're breathing easier down to your stomach, down to your knees, down to your ankles and toes. So your whole being is filled with this sweet, liquid, golden honey. The white light, the smiling child within you. From the top of your head to your fingertips to your toes. And you can permit this feeling to stay with you for as long as you wish. And you can return to it whenever you wish. And the more you return to it, the more you feel a new state of comfort within yourself, the deepest part of who you are. The neshama state of mind, the smiling child. Keep your eyes closed for as long as you wish, and whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.